This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back. You know, we've been following this story, obviously, since it happened, hoping for the best with the situation with Colin Brown. The young man passed away last week from his injuries, from being shot for no reason. I mean, driving down the interstate, minding his own business, coming back with his father from a hockey game, and, you know, somebody decides they're going to hang out the window of a car and fire a shot into oncoming traffic. Just such a tragedy. And, you know, police so far, to the best of my knowledge, don't have the leads it's going to take to find the individual who did this, and anything we can do to help out with that, we're going to. And one person that's put his money where his mouth is my friend Carl Lund, who is a local photographer and runs a cam print and all that good stuff here locally. And Carl, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my friend. I run into Carl everywhere. You're a big supporter of the USO, of course, and all these veterans organizations. I saw you down at Guns and Hoses last week. And
we flew to D.C. together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did, for sure. You know, Carl, thank you for what you've done. I know you've anteed up $10,000 for this reward for any information in this case.
Yeah, you know, it's such a challenging case, and people are motivated by money. And at the time, nobody had any reward offers out there, so I threw one out, and I'm going to stand by it 100%. This family deserves closure. This city deserves one less person or multiple persons off the street. And we need to band together as a community for this family and every other family that's affected by gunfire. And put our money where our mouths are. Hopefully this will motivate somebody to turn somebody in, even if it's the other car that they were shooting at.
Right.
Those people know that they weren't shooting in the direction of the other side of traffic. All they have to do is say, hey, I was in this gun battle. I was trying to shoot this person. It didn't happen. Go get those guys.
I think that's what's so weird about and sad about this whole situation is that there's such little information that's been released. All I've heard so far, unless you know more than I do, is that police think the gunshot came from the opposite side of traffic on I-55. But surely there would have been other people at that time who would have been driving by and seen something.
You know, there's a way to the ballistics as far as forensics. These guys know what they're talking about. So if they have the actual bullet, then they know what direction it came in based on where he was shot on the highway. But I mean, at the same time, we have SpotShotter in St. Louis, and it tells you within a 5-foot area where a gunshot went off in the city. And apparently, this is just what I heard, so maybe I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to anyway since I brought it up. People aren't using it because there are too many gunshots going off in the city, and there's too many to respond to, so they just disregard it. And I heard that from a police officer.
Wow.
So I could be mistaken. Hopefully I'm not, because I don't want to talk bad about the police. You know how much I love our police officers. My dad was a police officer. I was an MP in the Army. I do everything I can for our first responders. But there's something prohibiting them from spending as much time as they need to on this type of investigation work, especially since we have SpotShotter.
Yeah, I know that they were looking for people who might have had cameras on their homes anywhere near that area that would include that chunk of the interstate. And I'm assuming, I heard they had a couple of leads, but to the best of my knowledge, they're no closer today than they were a week ago, correct?
I don't know that, so I can't speak to that. But if that's, it is a very hard incident to investigate. It's going to be a challenge, and people need to put money, because money will motivate somebody to come forward.
I hope so. Now you put up $10,000. Did I understand that somebody else had? There's some other money that's been assembled to like $25,000 total as well. Is your ten part of that?
No, but it's on top, so it'll be a $35,000 reward.
Wow,
that's the Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers has theirs at 25.
Yes,
and those are created by with donors that want to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have done this anonymously because it feels so self-serving, me going and saying, "Hey, I'm doing this. Everybody, look at me." But I'm really struggling with that, but also I want people to understand that we need to step forward.
Yeah.
So this isn't about me. It's just about bringing closure to this family.
I can't imagine anybody would think that, Carl, anybody that knows you for sure. But thank you for doing that and for drawing attention to this, and we'll all say a prayer that it pays off.
Yeah, appreciate it, brother.
You bet, Carl.
Appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you for what you do, and thanks for giving me a minute this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Appreciate that. Yeah, Carl's a great guy. Every time I go to a veterans event, he's there. He's always volunteering his time at the USO and taking pictures. And he does his one of his big jobs is he does real estate photography. So if you see big listings and stuff on Facebook or wherever it happens to be real estate websites, it may be Carl's photos. So I thank him for what he does.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.